Welcome to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com. Tonight's game is powered by Red Bank Sleep Shop, where customers send their friends. Visit redbanksleepshop.com. RKE Athletic, helping outfit the Monmouth Hawks, high school and rec teams, Route 71 in Wall. Coke Zero, basketball-related chest bumps, high fives and trash talk, brought to you by Coke Zero. Enjoy everything. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. Barnabas Health, life is better, healthy. Surf Taco, with 9 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County. Good food, good people, good vibe. World Subaru in Tinton Falls, they think the world of their customers. And McClune's Restaurants, with 10 great locations, including 4 within 15 minutes of the Monmouth campus. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics. Let's head down to the court for all of tonight's action.
The Monmouth Hawks return home on a snowy Tuesday to take on one of the best teams in the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference and in the region, and the Gaels from Iona College, who come in at 9-2 in the league, 12-8 overall, and one of the better teams in MAC play, will take to the court in West Long Branch tonight as the Hawks look to get back to their winning ways just like they were earlier this season at home. A couple of wins in a row, followed by 2 losses in a row, sets up our stage for tonight's broadcast. As joined courtside at the MAC by my broadcast partner, Matt Harmon, I am Eddie Acapinti. And tonight, Matt, Monmouth takes the floor at 4-7 in league play. After 2 straight wins, they dropped a couple of road contests last 2 times out, including a disappointing effort in their last win against Marist. MU, really more than any other time this season, in need of a big performance tonight at home.
And against maybe one of the best, and they would claim to be the best team right now in the MAC. We know one thing certainly about Iona. They love to get up and down the floor. 4 guys in double figures. They are the team that leads the offense right now in the MAC, but not real good defensively. So I think the trick for Mama tonight, Eddie, is try and shorten this game a little bit. Can they get it within, you know, keep it close? Obviously, you'd love to be ahead in this contest, but with 5 minutes left, is it still a ball game? Can you score enough during the course of this broadcast to make it what it needs to be at the end of the game? That'll be the trick tonight.
You know, Matt, the funny thing is Monmouth is normally the team, and Coach Rice, that wants to speed teams up, get up and down the floor and go. But as you said, most teams, not just in the MAC, in the country, can't run with this Iona Gaels team. You said it, 4 guys in double figures, and they have 2 of the most deadly shooters in the country in Sean Armand and A.J. English.
Yeah, both of those guys, obviously, among not just the best players here in the MAC, but they can really play with just about anyone. This has been a team that's been kind of riding momentum during the course of the season. A couple of blips on the radar with their 2 conference losses, but right now playing really good basketball. And Monmouth in the situation where they will see this team tonight and then have to play him again in about 2 weeks. So, you know, this is kind of one of those interesting points of the schedule. And I think one of the things for Monmouth is they come off a very disappointing loss against a Marist team that will be kind of a prototype to what Iona does. It's just Iona's been able to do it better during the course of the year. Last time out, Maris got up and down the floor very fast, and Monmouth didn't get enough offense, believe it or not, during the course of that one. If they hit their shots tonight, which you would think they would on their home floor, I think we'll be in for a good ball game.
Well, we could be in for an entertaining ball game. We know that, as both of these teams want to get up and down the floor and go. As we take a look at that Monmouth team, Deion Jones and Andrew Nicholas, Matt, have led the way all season. They're the only double-digit scorers for this team. But then we've talked about all year those secondary scores, and it's been Josh James and Justin Robinson, the 2 freshman guards. It's been some of the bigs, even some of the big guys off the bench that have been able to come in and score, Max DeLeo among them. Who's that guy you look for tonight? As you said, Iona, not a great defensive team. You're going to get yours. Who do you need to go off tonight if you're a Monmouth fan to have a chance to win?
I still go by what we have talked about during the course of the season. Your best guys have to play their best each and every time out, but certainly against a very good team in Iona. So I think without good performances out of Andrew Nicholas and without Deion Jones, Monmouth is going to struggle. They're going to struggle against anybody in the league, as we saw the night against Marist. It wasn't the bench that was the problem the other night. The bench played great in that loss to Marist. They outscored the Red Fox bench by almost 3-1, but it was the starters that really struggled in that game. Monmouth needs to find some consistency with their top 2 guys, so Red and Deion certainly have to come to play tonight.
Well, that'll be something to keep an eye on this evening, as Matt and myself will be live live, not only on the Shore Sports Network, but right here on Hawk Vision on GoMUHawks.com. As we'll take our first time out here on our pregame show, we'll come back and continue taking a look at Monmouth and Iona right here on the Shore Sports Network and GoMUHawks.com. Back here on our pregame show, presented by First Atlantic Federal Credit Union. Visit FAFCU.com to learn why First Atlantic is the better way to bank. As we get ready for Monmouth and Iona, the Hawks are 10-12 on the season, 4-7 in league play. The Gales, 12-8, 9-2 in the MAC. And Matt, they're coming off a huge win last week when they went to Riverdale and defeated Manhattan in a game that was the MAC game of the week. It was on ESPNU, and that was a game Iona won 85-73. And really, how a lot of their games have gone, high scoring and up and down.
Yeah, certainly for this Iona basketball team, they are maybe getting into that fold of trying to peak at the right time. And it is so important that when the calendar turns to February, March is only a short trip away from that. You want to be playing not just good, but your best basketball if you can. And look at the wins over the course of the last four times out. 14-point win over Siena. A dominating performance against the Quinnipiac team, which we've seen a couple of times this year, and avenge one of their earlier losses during the course in the early part of the season. Probably a little bit closer than you would have liked win over St. Peter's. And then, as you mentioned, that very impressive 12-point victory against Manhattan. And that's the one that you really kind of pop out. So you say, okay, you're at home against Manhattan. That's kind of what you would have expected to get a win. But it was a pretty dominant performance, I felt like, watching that game on ESPNU during the course of it. Now there's that rematch game that will take place the final weekend of the regular season. They'll have to go and play at Manhattan on the 28th of February. But anytime you can win a game at home, then when you get that return game and have to go on the road, you're kind of playing with house money a little bit. And the way that the MAC standings sit right now, everyone in the top two, certainly, probably you could say the top four, still within striking distance to try not only to get that first round bye, which is the top five, but then you say, okay, if we got that bye already, now let's get the top seed if we can. Let's get the two seed, all at a neutral site, so you don't really have to worry too much about home court advantage, but just to be the next best team up there, certainly something that all these guys are shooting for. And on top of it, just to finish it, everyone wants to say they won the regular season championship.
Matt and myself will be ready for the starting lineups and the tip between Monmouth and Iona when we come back after our final timeout on our First Atlantic Federal Credit Union pregame show. We'll get starters, Matt's keys to the game, and we'll be ready for Monmouth and Iona after a two-minute timeout right here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network. Back here courtside alongside Matt Harmon, I'm Eddie Acapinti. Brian Cedillo back in the studios engineering tonight's broadcast as we get ready for Monmouth and Iona, the starting lineup for the visiting Iona Gales that third-year head coach Tim Kloos throws on the floor is small. They're very small and athletic. Led in the backcourt by Sean Armand, the 6'5 senior guard, averages 18 points per game. He's joined by sophomore A.J. English, 17 and a half per game. The Rutgers transfer, Mike Poole, will get the start. Left Rutgers in wake of the Mike Rice scandal, 6.5 points, 4 boards per game. The two other guards, Isaiah Williams, a sophomore, and Deshaun Gomez, a 6'2 senior from Inglewood, California. Again, small and fast for head coach Tim Kloos. As the lineup, third-year head coach King Rice sends to the floor, is presented by our good friends at McLoone's Restaurants. Visit McLoone's.com for more information on all of their great locations. In the backcourt, the freshman Justin Robinson will get the call alongside junior Deion Jones and junior Andrew Nicholas, the two leading Hawks scorers at 15 and 14 a game, respectively. Tyrone O'Garrow makes his return to the starting lineup tonight with this smaller, faster Iona team. Alongside 6'10 freshman Zach Tillman, the lineup third-year head man King Rice sends to the floor for the Hawks. And now we'll get the keys to the game presented by Barnabas Health. Premier Healthcare is one click away at barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health, Matt, every day extraordinary.
Eddie, we've talked about it in the first segment of the night. You know, the road that Monmouth might have to take to getting a victory in this game won't be easy. They're going to have to score because this is an Iona team that loves to score. This is an Iona team that leads the MAC in scoring, but they are 10th overall in team defense. So Monmouth, I think, will have their opportunities. It's going to be about consistency. Can you make consistent baskets? Can you do a little bit better and get to the rim and make free throws? That has been a big problem for this team in close games. And the final one, be careful. Be careful, and I say that because you get what you wish sometimes, and you know, you think, hey, we're going to play this up and down game. We're going to be able to shoot. We're going to be able to score. Well, Iona, that's what they want to do. So be careful in getting what you wish for. It might come true. You're going to have to make sure that on your side of the ball, you are defending. You are making Iona work pretty hard for baskets. You are blocking out and doing the little things that make a difference if this is a tight ball game with 5 minutes to go.
It'll be Monmouth and Iona on a Tuesday night, where this game was supposed to be played on Monday night. As we all know, in the area, a lot of school, a lot of businesses shut down yesterday due to the most recent winter storm that we had. And Matt, I remember the good old days when the shore area, Monmouth, Ocean County, they'd say 4 inches of snow, we'd get a little bit of rain. Not the case anymore, as the Hawks playing on a Tuesday night when they're not supposed to. And we know there's actually more weather coming in behind this, which could affect Monmouth's road schedule over the next few days.
Well, let's worry about the task at hand, which is tonight and Iona. I think they're lucky, actually, that they had this kind of bonus day when you think about it. Don't have to play again on the schedule until Friday. So whether you play Monday, whether you play Tuesday, I don't think necessarily a big deal. I think the trick, quite honestly, will be how they deal with the next couple of days, because there's supposed to be a bad front of weather coming through late tonight, in the overnight, tomorrow morning. That might impact some travel back and forth, whether that's even just making sure you get yourself the right gym time and no one's got to drive too far to get here for practice over the course of Wednesday and Thursday. And then certainly Friday and Sunday, the next couple of games on the schedule could be a little bit dicey. Sunday more so probably than Friday. That'll be the game up at St. Peter's. Speaking of the Peacocks, they are playing in the one other game tonight involving MAC teams. Manhattan is playing host to St. Peter's. That game getting set to tip just as we are right now around 7 o'clock.
The Gales take the floor in their road maroon, Iona in yellow across the chest. Yellow and white piping down the left and right side. Number on the front and back with name along the back as well, as the Hawks will take the floor in their home white uniforms. Monmouth across the chest. As for the first time between these two Northeast schools, Monmouth and Iona will play a men's basketball game here on Tuesday night at the MAC. See how these two teams come out, Matt. Whenever weather affects the schedule, you have to see who comes out faster. And I think starting fast is the key to this one. Iona will be going left to right. Monmouth right to left. The tip is controlled by the Gales as Mike Poole wins that tip. And we'll have the game's first possession with Deshaun Gomez triggering the offense.
Two teams haven't played in a regular season game since 1985.
Sean Armand long on a three. The game's first shot. We'll now go back the other way. Zach Tillman down low as it's stripped. Tries a second time. And Big Zach is fouled going up to the basket. That will go on Isaiah Williams. So early on, we see Coach Rice's strategy. Let's go down to the big man.
We've seen that the last several games. I think the problem has been, not to overanalyze since we're only 24 seconds into this one, is going down low early has not meant going down low consistently during the course of 40 minutes. It seems like Tillman and Brady both get some touches early on, but then kind of evaporate during the course of it. It would be nice to see at least one of them be a constant threat inside all night long.
Zach Tillman missed his first free throw. He makes the second to give MU a 1-0 lead, not even 30 seconds gone by. As the Hawks now come out 2-2-1 press, Iona breaks it with a pass to the middle as Mike Poole throws it over to Williams into the right corner. That was Armand. They swing it around the perimeter now. It's a 5-out offense for Iona. They won't play with many post players at all in this one.
Don't need to when you can score like they do.
Poole pulls up on Tillman. That's missed right into the hands of O'Gara. Mentioned it. They score 83 points a game, tops in the league. Here comes Monmouth the other way. Robinson hands to Nicholas for three. That one's short on the iron. Poole with the rebound. Long outlet pass. This is Armand. Throws it to his running mate. That's English for three. No good off the back of the iron. O'Gara with another rebound.
Interesting that we go back to the lineup we saw earlier in the season this year with O'Gara coming back into the starting five and Brady on the bench.
Robinson down to Tillman. Zach tried to throw back out to Robinson, and he was not home as the ball trickles out of bounds. Miscommunication on the give and go.
And admittedly, I didn't really ask anybody about the lineup because we've seen the same starting five with the two big guys since that Buffalo trip. So maybe Ocaro, you know, getting the start here tonight, trying to be a little bit more athletic, knowing that Iona doesn't play really with a post game.
1-0 Monmouth leads. Iona has yet to make a field goal. They're 0-3 from three to start this one. Significant because they shoot 41% as a team, and they've hit more than 70 threes more than their opposition. This is A.J. English, drive and kick. Three-pointer for Isaiah Williams is good, and he'll give Iona a 3-1 lead.
Going to have to certainly make sure you go out and defend the three-point line tonight if you're Monmouth.
Justin Robinson will go coast-to-coast to tie the game at three as Monmouth breaks the Iona pressure very easily to tie this game up with 2 minutes gone by. You know, Matt, more than or just about half of the shots Iona takes is from three-point range, and the majority of it is Armand English and their sixth man, Trey Bowman. This is Armand, jump stop, wave it off, offensive foul, as he jump stopped right into the chest of Justin Robinson. We get our first sub of the first half. It'll be now the biggest player on the floor for Iona. 6'9 junior David Laurie checks in, averaging about 12.8 points, 7 boards a game. 2 bench players for Iona both get double figures a game, and he and Bowman. And you can see why they're a good team, Matt. They can all score.
They can all score. And, you know, talk about size. Most of the size for Iona is on the bench. You mentioned Laurie coming in, Ryden Hines, Daniel Robinson. All those guys can contribute off the bench.
Andrew Nicholas will glide to the basket and lay one in as Monmouth again breaks the Iona pressure easily to now lead 5-3. Gales into their set here. This is Laurie. Drive and kick out to Deshaun Gomez. His three is too strong. Tipped rebound. Robinson hits the deck. Laurie hits the deck. Robinson wrestles it away from him and then throws it right to Deion Jones. Jones, 1-on-4, will miss the layup, and he'll tip the rebound out of bounds. Iona gets it back with 17-11 to go.
Now that's one that Deion's got to be able to finish. At the rim, there was minimal, and I say minimal, contact. That was certainly a makeable basket for Deion Jones. Good hustle that time by Robinson going to the floor. We get a couple of substitutions into the game here for Monmouth. It's Chris Brady comes in. Josh James comes in. Both Tillman and Robinson take an early seat on the bench.
Gomez throws left wing to Williams. Gets it right back. Now A.J. English. Wide open three is no good. And Tyrone Ogero with another rebound.
Too wide open that time. Surprised he missed.
James fires one down low to Deion Jones. He'll lay it in to now increase the lead to 7-3. Right back comes Iona. English to the basket is fouled by Chris Brady on the way up with 16:46 to go in our opening half.
Good job by Brady hustling back. And really, at this stage of the game, I'm okay with giving the foul. Send a little bit of a message that things will not be easy at the rim. You can give the foul and certainly make English earn this from the free throw line.
A.J. English is having a tremendous season. The sophomore from Wilmington, Delaware, spent a year at St. Thomas More in Connecticut, is getting just under 18 a game. The bigger number, he has 81 assists this year. Armand has 79. This Iona team kind of gets the rep, Matt, as a one-on-one team, but they share the ball as well as anyone in the MAC.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got four guys in double figures, it means there's some passing going on, you know, because it's not like one guy averages 30 and one guy averages 10. They're all between 13 and 18 points a game.
The two free throws were hit for Iona. Back the other way, Josh James missing a layup for MU, and then James fouls Mike Poole out front. So English made those two freebies, and now Poole gets fouled. It's Monmouth's second foul. So Iona will inbound with 16.5 to go in our first half, and the Hawks leading 7-5.
Monmouth packing it in here defensively, making sure nothing easy at the rim.
English for three. Can't get that one to go. Tipped rebound comes down into the arms of Laurie. Or rather, that was Williams. New Iona possession here. New Gale into the game. Tavon Sledge has it on the right wing. Sledge crosses over on Nicholas. Acrobatic move to the rim. He finds a layoff to Williams, and he'll put it in to tie the game at 7.
Well, that's unselfish. We just talked about it. You know, get to the rim, and do you have another guy who's got a better opportunity? That time, that's what we saw on display from Iona.
Foul in the backcourt. No. Stepped on the out-of-bounds line after a brief turnover by Monmouth. Mike Poole stepped out of bounds to give it back to the Hawks.
That's one thing that Monmouth certainly has to be on the eye for tonight. Taking care of the basketball. You can't give this Iona team any extra chances at the rim.
Andrew Nicholas will inbound. The officials have a word with a few of the players. It's Nicholas, Ogero, Jones, James, and Brady. 7-7, 16 minutes to go here in the first half. James will dribble himself to the left wing. Throw over to Jones. Right back to James. We'll go back to Dion on the wing. Finds Nicholas top of the key. Iona switching defensively. Nicholas will spin in the lane on Williams. His wild shot is missed short. And the rebound is pulled down by Mike Poole. Gales come back the other way in a tie game. Poole drives and kicks. This is Sledge. Now goes top of the key to English. Back to Sledge, who finds Poole with Deion Jones on him. 21 on the shot clock. Poole's pass is intercepted by James. One-on-one with A.J. English. To the basket. Misses. Andrew Nicholas is there to put in the putback. They'll give Monmouth a 9-7 lead.
Nice follow that time of Nicholas getting the offensive rebound and the quick easy two.
Hawks lead. 5 minutes gone by. James has missed two layups, but that second one almost an assist, as Nicholas was there to clean it up. 16 on the shot clock here for Iona. English picks up his dribble, right wing. Throws it top of the key for Poole. Poole with Nicholas on him, goes right around him. Bounces it to Laurie down low. Reverse layup is blocked out of bounds, and a foul is called. They'll call that foul on Chris Brady, and that'll get us. Or rather, they change that now. Nicholas called for the foul as we've reached a timeout. 14:49 to go. Monmouth 9, Iona 7 as we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Monmouth leads Iona 9-7, 14:49 to go in our first half. This is MU Hoops, but tomorrow, fans, we're talking football. National Signing Day. We are live on Hawk Vision, Matt, with a great, great signing day special. We do it every single season. We're looking forward to it tomorrow.
Yeah, certainly it should be a lot of fun. 20 student-athletes will be members of the Hawk football program in the midst here of the basketball season. Monmouth making their what will be their first season into the Big South starting in 2014. And Eddie and I will run through all of the 20 guys along with Coach Callahan, a couple of other special guests. Hopefully we won't have any sort of weather situations, but I think regardless we'll have some sort of broadcast for you right around noontime for about an hour.
Iona goes one of two from the line. MU will come back the other way. And again, Matt, will get one down low as Greg Nowak off the bench into the game and into the scoring column with a breakaway layup to give MU an 11-8 lead.
He's kind of worked his way into the rotation a little bit more over the course of the last couple games after dealing with the concussion a few weeks back over the Buffalo trip.
Poole, top of the key. Hawks lead Iona by three. Throws to English. Back to Poole. His floater will cut this lead to one with 14:10 to go in the first half. Iona for the first time will show 2-3 zone look. Max DeLeo into the game for the first time for MU with Nowak. James, long skip pass to DeLeo in the right corner. Catches with 15. Drives on Isaiah Williams. Now goes top of the key to James. Fires down low to Nowak. He'll reverse a layup to give MU a 13-10 lead.
You know, he brings a little different dimension than a guy like Brady or a guy like Tillman. He's just a little bit more, I think, quick and athletic up off the floor a little bit so he can get those slashing baskets to go.
Williams misses a three for Iona. Gets his own rebound, and then his pass is intercepted by James. James, the other way. Beautiful move. Will lay it in to give MU a 15-10 lead.
He said, in transition, you've got to take advantage of opportunities presented at you tonight.
English forces one up. His miss is gobbled up by Laurie, who will lay it in. We thought this game could be a track meet. It's turned into one early as Monmouth leads 15-12, 13 minutes to go. James slashes to the basket. His third miss layup is rebounded by Iona. Sledge finds English cross court. No good again on a three. Poole, offensive rebound. His putback is blocked by Brady, who then pulls down the rebound. There's a dangerous pass to James, who makes the catch. Josh James whips a pass down low to Nowak. He'll lay it in again. Greg Nowak, three for three. MU lead 17-12.
How about six quick points off the bench? It's certainly been a strength for Monmouth here. So you're getting bench production. Nowak into the game, an immediate impact.
Back the other way. Wave off the shot attempt for David Laurie as there's a foul called out front. Monmouth on top by 5, 12:28 to go in this first half. We'll get some subs. Sean Armand checks back in, as well as Deshaun Gomez. Robinson, Jones, Marcelo Hudiger in. James, Nicholas, and Brady will sit down. Inbound, Gomez. He'll try a three. He'll bury a three to cut the lead to 17-15.
That's what Iona can do. They can pop a couple of threes and make a lead evaporate pretty quick.
12-10 to go in this first half. Iona goes back to man-to-man. Justin Robinson throws for Max DeLeo. Back to Robinson, who uses a Hudiger screen. Robinson triple clutch in the lane, missing a floater. Rebound pulled down by Gomez. Outlet to A.J. English. Picks up his dribble. Finds a trailing Gomez. Throws into the corner. Armand. Bounce pass down low to Laurie. He'll lay it in to tie this game at 17.
Up and down runs. You know, Monmouth defensively got to make sure that they just tighten up just a little bit, make things difficult for Iona. I think one of the alarming things for Monmouth is they've missed a couple of easy chances at the basket here tonight on the offensive end.
11:30 to go in our first half. Monmouth has it with 17 on the shot clock. Robinson dribbles himself into the lane. Triple clutch layup. Oh, he got a friendly bounce, and he put it in to give MU a 19-17 lead.
Well, he can do that really well, can he? Just get inside the paint, get some body contact, and finish.
Isaiah Williams missing a three for the Iona answer. Long outlet to Max DeLeo. He'll lay it in with the left hand in transition. English back the other way. Everyone thought he double dribbled. No call, and then he misses the three. He is way off in this one. And Monmouth leads by four with the ball. Robinson, stop and go, top of the lane. Pull-up jumper, too strong. Deion Jones has the offensive rebound. Back to Robinson in the left wing. Nowak at the elbow. His jumper is good. Greg Nowak can do no wrong tonight. Monmouth leads 23-17.
Well, and he's making good decisions. He's had three easy finishes at the rim. The step-out jumper that time, that's what you like to see. When you've got the opportunity, go ahead and take advantage.
Hawks lead by 6, 10:25 to go. This game's got some great pace to it. Armand for a three. That one was from way downtown.
Just to go back to Nowak for a second, the 8 points here in this first half, that's already his career high, as he has had 6 points a couple of times during the course of the season.
And he's hit all four of his field goals, as Monmouth now leads by 3 after that Armand triple. Midway point, first half. Bounce pass to Deion Jones. Deion will attack the basket, will be called for an offensive foul with exactly 10 to go in our first half. Monmouth leads Iona 23-20. With 10 minutes to go, we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Fans, we invite you to stay connected with the Monmouth Hawks through a variety of social media outlets. Make sure that you follow at MU Hawks on both Twitter and Instagram, like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook, and visit youtube.com/MonmouthHawks for videos with MU coaches, players, and more. You can find every social media page with MU Athletics at one place at gomuhawks.com/connect.
Quick check of the MAC Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. Just one other game in the league tonight. About 5 minutes in, Manhattan. The early 12-4 advantage on St. Peter's.
9:50 to go in our first half in West Long Branch. Iona trails Monmouth 23-20 and has the basketball here as Deshaun Gomez picks up his dribble on the right wing. Throws into the left corner. New player into the contest. That's Grant Ellis, redshirt freshman from Newark. He throws down low. Laurie off the window. Good, and the foul. David Laurie will go to the line for a chance to tie this game with 9:32 to go in the first half. Zach Tillman picks up that foul. His first of the game. David Laurie has 7. If he gets 8, we're tied. He misses the free throw. Rebound pulled down by O'Gara.
Neither one of these teams among the better in the MAC in terms of free throw shooting, both the bottom third.
It's weird out of Iona because they're such a good shooting team.
Well, it tells you how good they are actually offensively, that they score as much as they do without the free throw line.
Deion Jones will glide to the basket and get one to go to give MU a three-point lead. This three is off the mark for Grant Ellis. Monmouth leads by 3, Matt, but Iona has not found the stroke from deep by a long shot. Jones steps into a three of his own. That one's short. Rebound pulled down by Laurie. This is Sean Armand. Throws ahead for Isaiah Williams. Top of the key, Laurie. Right around Tillman. Out to Williams for three. That one's short. Rebound pulled down by Deion Jones. Jones outlet to Justin Robinson. 8:40 to go, first half. Robinson, stop and go. Works his way down low. Now dribbles himself top of the key. As he'll reset the offense. 21 on the shot clock for Mammoth. Max DeLeo pumps it three to get Armand in the air. Bounce pass to Tillman, who has to go a long way to retrieve it. To DeLeo for three. In and out. That one's missed. Rebound comes down to Isaiah Williams. Deshaun Gomez to Armand. His pump gets DeLeo way in the air. And then Armand ties this game at 25.
DeLeo really bit on that fake, didn't he? Almost wound up in the second row.
I mean, there's biting on a fake, and then there's whatever that
chomping.
Was. That Sean Armand three tied this game at 25, under 8 to go. Robinson calling signals top of the key. Dribbles himself to the right wing. 16 on the shot clock. Robinson on the switch is picked up by Laurie. Puts his head down and goes to the basket. Tried to leave for Tillman. It was intercepted by Isaiah Williams. Williams back the other way. Ahead to Armand. Reverse layup. It'll be a goaltend on Ogaro, and that'll give Iona a 27-25 lead.
Got to make sure that if you get in a track meet when you're Mammoth, you've got to take advantage of opportunities at the rim. Can't turn it over like we just saw. It's going to result in a lot of easy points the other way for the Gales.
7:38 to go in our first half. Iona now in front, 27-25. And we'll step out for 30 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network.
Gary.
The Boathouse Bar and Grill features
Gary.
Great food, entertainment. Unbelievable. Great food, entertainment.
Gary!
You know what? The best wings around. And I heard a rumor.
I can do this because it's my spot. So
you can do whatever you want. Is it true that the Boathouse on Super Bowl Sunday doled out over 6,000 wings?
6,000, yeah. I mean, we did some quick math about, you know, boxes and cases and pounds and how many pounds per order, we came up with, you know, it might not be an exact science, but about 6,000 wings.
An impressive number, more impressive than MU's 55% field goal shooting.
Yeah, I mean, that's one problem, though. You're shooting 55%, and you're still down by two.
And Iona has yet to really get it going, Matt. They are just 4 of 15 from three. Mammoth back the other way, misses one at the rim, and now the Gales will come back, leading MU by two. English, Armand, and Armand throws one away. It was going to go through the team, but he tried to throw one to Gomez that landed in the expensive seats. The Hawks will get it back.
You know, you like the fact that Mammoth has come out with a game plan tonight. They're not going to sit back against Iona. They're going to attack. They're going to try and get to the rim, penetrate, drive, and kick if something's open from the outside as well. The only problem, I think, is what you said. Iona has really yet to find kind of their normal stride in a game.
Nicholas misses a layup. Khalil Brown misses a dunk follow. And then on the long rebound, Josh James is fouled by Deshaun Gomez. So how about that? Khalil Brown checks into the game, immediately tries a throwdown follow, which eventually earns MU a foul with 6:51 to go.
10-2 run that Iona is in the midst of right now. Mammoth has yet to hit something from the outside.
Inbound to Nicholas. He'll go to the basket. Has his shot partially blocked. Khalil Brown put back. That one is blocked. Third try for Brown is blocked. Tillman comes away with it down low and kicks it out to Josh James. James throws down low to Tillman, and he is fouled. Wild sequence there with 6:37 to go. The Hawks still trail by two. Tillman will go to the line for a couple of free throws.
And, you know, I would say if Mammoth is going to be in the half-court set over an extended period of time in any possession, they have the size to do what we just saw. That is, get the ball down low, and if you make it, really pound the offensive glass. Look for a couple of extra opportunities. Finally, that time it paid off, sending Tillman to the free throw line.
Where he missed his first one, Mammoth still trails by two. Another free throw coming for Zach. Had the game's first point. Cut the Iona lead in half at 27-26. Tavon Sledge back into the contest. Throws to English. He still can't get a three to go. That one was missed in the left corner. Josh James rebound. Will run it back floor in a hurry. James drives, picks up his dribble, leaves for Deion Jones. He'll step into a long two. That is off the front of the rim. That rebound to David Laurie. Laurie drives. Kick over to Mike Poole. Poole, long two, rattles it home to give Iona a 29-26 lead.
Well, Poole's got some game. You mentioned the transfer from Rutgers. Certainly has played at a high level. Has been a big addition to this Iona team.
A guard at Rutgers is now kind of a power forward for this Iona team. Foul here as Armand will get called for that. If that's on Armand, and it is, Matt, that's his third foul with 5:53 to go. So he'll have to take a seat. Isaiah Williams will check back in. Colin Stewart checks in for MU along with Max DeLeo and Tyrone Ogero. Big development here as one of the Mac's leading scorers, Sean Armand, has to go to the bench.
And he'll probably have to sit there, I would think, for the remaining part of this first half. You know, unless Monmouth makes some crazy run where you just feel like you need to change the dynamic of it. I can't imagine Iona using him again for the last 6 minutes here.
He may even have to sit some in the second half with three fouls. Typically, guys sit with two. Colin Stewart to the basket. Has his shot partially blocked by Laurie. Rebound pulled down by Poole. He'll trigger the break to Williams. Over to English for the lay-in. Beautiful fast break to give Iona a five-point lead.
It's the one thing when you have depth and guys who can score, you can almost absorb the loss of a guy like Armand to the bench for a little bit. Not over the course of probably an entire game, but, you know, for a few minutes going into a halftime, you've got other guys who can fill it up.
Gales are shooting 46%. And we can't overstate the point enough. They haven't got it going from distance like we know they can. They do lead Monmouth by five. Max DeLeo top of the key, guarded by Tavon Sledge. Sledge throws right wing for Colin Stewart. Down low, Ogero, triple team. Has to dribble out of it to the perimeter. Finds James with 10 on the shot clock. Over to Stewart. He'll step into three. That one's no good. Rebound pulled out of the air by Mike Poole. Poole, head up the other way. Makes a move on Colin Stewart and then is fouled by Stewart with exactly 5 minutes to go in our first half.
Quick little discussion going on right now with Colin Stewart, Max DeLeo, and Josh James about making sure that slide that you need to close down the lane taking place a little bit quicker for Stewart on the defensive end.
Monmouth's seventh foul puts Mike Poole at the foul line, where he among the leading shooters for Iona. He's a 93% shooter, but he's limited in his attempts. He makes that one as Chris Brady checks in. What kills Iona's free throw percentage is David Laurie's a 50% shooter. Everyone else that plays is in the 70s and the 80s. Poole with another free throw. Fans at the under four timeout, Matt and I, will go over the MAC standings in detail on both the Shore Sports Network and on Hawk Vision as Mike Poole's two free throws give the Gales now a 7-point lead, 4:55 to go and counting. This is the first of three games this week for MU with the snow doing what it did. Big one against one of the leaders in the league. Max DeLeo, he'll drive and kick. Now left wing, this is James. Josh James finds Ogero at the foul line. Tyrone, strong move to the basket, will lay it in.
A little worried there for a second. I think he went up thinking he could dunk, but then nobody ever came and was able to athletically get it up there.
Beautiful energy play by Ogero. English still can't get a three to go. Missed off the iron and tipped out of bounds by Iona. They're not going to stop shooting. English came into the game with 136 three-point attempts, but he doesn't look comfortable shooting. He really can't buy one from deep.
Yeah, Iona is struggling in their regard offensively. They've been unable to really put together a couple of decent possessions in a row the last couple of minutes out.
Coming up on four to go in this first half. Colin Stewart steps into another three. That one off the back of the iron. Rebound taken out of the air by Isaiah Williams. Tavon Sledge finds a streaking English. English drives on Stewart. Kicks it out to Williams for three. That one's short. Rebound pulled down by Brady. Outlet to James. Hawks trail by five and moving. James. Strong scoop move to the basket is blocked by Isaiah Williams. Sledge ahead to David Laurie. Makes a great catch. And then another goaltending on MU will give Iona a 35-28 lead.
Ran back well that time. Brady did in transition defensively. but knocked it on the downslope of the glass. Another goaltender.
3:40 to go in our first half. Iona leads Monmouth by 7. We're back in 30 seconds. A look at Mac standings here on the Shore Sports Network. And we're back here on the Shore Sports Network and GoMeHawks.com's Hawk Vision. Iona leads Monmouth 35-28 as we'll now take a look at our MAC standings. And this Iona team that MU is trailing, Matt, looks up at only one team right now, the Canisius Golden Griffins, 10-2 in league play.
And only a half game really behind because Canisius has played the one other league game. Quinnipiac and Ryder, good battle right now between those two teams for third and fourth. Manhattan right there as well at 7-4. That's the break line. That's the top five. Those are the teams that if the tournament started today would all have byes, and then everyone else battling it out. Siena 6-6, Marist 5-7, Monmouth 4-7, St. Peter's, Niagara both 3-8, Fairfield 1-11. And if you're the people in charge of the league, Commissioner Enzer and his staff, you love the competitive nature that the MAC has had this year, because as good as Canisius and Iona have been, they haven't really been dominant, you know, over the course of a whole season. They've been the best teams, but not dominant. The league tournament this year could be fantastic.
And that's coming up March 6th through the 10th in Springfield, Massachusetts. They call it Macachusetts. I know, I can't wait for it. It's going to be a good one. Christian White into the game for the first time for MU, operating the offense here with 11 on the shot clock. Throws over to Max DeLeo, who goes to Ogero, who is called for traveling. 3:13 to go. Monmouth gives it back to Iona, down 7. That's Monmouth's fifth turnover of the first half.
It's not awful, you know, especially in an up-and-down game. But one like that, you don't want to give away. One that's a completely unforced error.
Gale's into some half-court offense here. This is Tavon Sledge. But we'll bounce it down low. David Laurie. Move around Brady. Oh, what a strong move by David Laurie to give the Gales a 9-point lead. Hawks working it here. DeLeo goes to Brady down low. It's poked out from behind by Mike Poole. They thought it went off of Brady's leg. Monmouth will maintain possession. 25 on the shot clock. I think they could go to the monitor, but don't. We've had a well played first half.
That's enough. We don't need that at all tonight.
Colin Stewart inbounds to Brady. Works its way left to right to Stewart. Stewart, top of the key now. We'll go back to Christian White, 2:35 and ticking. White pulls into a deep three. That one an air ball that Laurie tracks down. Hawks have gone ice cold from the floor as Iona working a 9-point lead. English for three, and he gets one to go, and that's dangerous because now Iona's up 12.
Yeah, double digits now for Iona for the first time, and just like that, it's kind of turned around and turned around pretty quick. It felt like it was the under eight timeout or right around that point where Monmouth was shooting 55%. Well, now they're down closer to 35% so far in the game.
The Gales haven't been good from deep, but they have done well on Monmouth defensively. And under two to go in our first half. Hawks trail by 12. Stewart for three. That one he'll get to cut the Iona lead back to single digits at 40-31.
He certainly can do that. That kid can shoot. It's why he was brought in, why he had a year to mature last year and sat and getting more and more minutes as the season goes on.
Monmouth into some traps here. Iona doing a good job working it around. Sledge will lose it on the way up. Pull it back down. 18 on the shot clock. English to the basket. Can't get that layup to go. He hits the deck. Outlet to Christian White. White throws to no one in particular down floor, and Mike Poole with an easy interception. Bullet pass the other way to English. English is called for an offensive foul after Christian White hit the deck with 1:17 to go. Impartial, that's a big time flop by Christian. Monmouth beneficial there.
Yeah, sold it really well. You know, got minimal contact and hit the deck hard. Certainly helped that play along and did a good job recovering from what was a bad pass and an ill-advised turnover that time. Hustled his way back, got in the way on the defensive end and drew the charge. 30-second timeout has been called here with Iona leading Monmouth by a score of 40-31. Minute 17 to go in the first half. Stick around at the half. I'll be joined by Joe Compagni, the Monmouth men's and women's track and field cross-country coach. Come by and catch up with Coach Joe. Always good to get a word on what, you know, probably statistically has as many athletes as just about any sport on campus. If you factored in all of cross country and all of track and field on the men's and the women's side.
Yeah, you got to talk indoor, outdoor. You know, it's interesting. Coach Joe won so many championships when Monmouth was a member of the Northeast Conference. Now we'll see if that success can carry over into the MAC. If he got a ring for every championship he had, he could make it rain rings, I think, in the MAC. They've won a lot since he's been the head coach.
Yeah, he's when you think about lengthwise, he's one of the longer tenured coaches here in Monmouth, and he's done a great job.
Colin Stewart will step into another long field goal attempt. That one at two, that was off the back of the iron. Iona with the rebound on offense with less than a minute to go in our first half. Laurie. Good big man drives around Tillman. Robinson deflects the ball out of bounds. Iona will keep it. 24 on the shot clock.
Robinson also got deflected out of bounds that time underneath the hoop.
Yeah, Laurie came up grabbing his left shoulder.
Robinson came up grabbing his lip. Tells you the size difference right there.
So Justin had to jump is what you're saying? Because he's still got a good foot and a half. Pool to inbound. Gomez gets it. About a 26-second difference between the game and shot clock. Laurie, oh, what a crossover. Tried to go down low to Williams. Colin Stewart intercepted. O'Gara with the steal. Two-on-one with DeLeo. Max will lay it in, gliding to the rim.
I like O'Gara that time, leading the break. Couple of big dribbles. He's got a fast, explosive step. And DeLeo with a nice finish at the rim.
You got to figure this is a game he loves. No real big guys on the floor, so he can kind of be the biggest athlete on the court.
Yeah, and he can jump as well as anybody that Monmouth has on the floor. I think as well as anybody Iona does. So I would agree this is a game that he can flourish in.
Iona takes a 30-second timeout here. There is 0.6 of a second difference between the game and shot clock. 20.6 showing on the game clock. 20 on the shot clock. James and Jones for Monmouth will check in. So, in effect, this will be the half's final possession. Iona leads Monmouth 40-33. The Gales are shooting 47% from the floor and have got 13, or rather 11 big points from number 13, David Laurie, which is why they're leading. Because, Matt, the normal reliable outside shooting for the Gales, not there at least early on. However, we know it as well as anyone else, they could turn it on in a minute, but MU hanging around right now.
Well, we saw them turn it on a little bit ago because all of a sudden they were up by 12 in what seemed like the blink of an eye. Monmouth has cut it to 7 here. They'd like to see him close out with a good solid defensive possession here as Iona with the opportunity, if they were to hit a three, to go up leading this one by double digits.
Poole to inbound, and he will to Gomez. Throws over to David Laurie. I'm impressed with Laurie's skill, by the way, for such a big player. 6'9", but he handles it like a guard. Gomez will go to English. Monmouth double teams him with 9 on the clock. English picks up his dribble, and he has to take another Iona timeout. As the clock now reads 6.8 to go, the shot clock reads 7 full seconds. So the second Iona timeout in about 20 seconds or so. Now, Matt, they'll really have to get something going for the final shot of the half.
Well, the Iona coach is very displeased that time with how that possession kind of went. That didn't work for you at all, by the way. When you think about it, you come out of a break, you come out of a timeout, and then you've got to burn another one because you can't get the pass rotated quick enough out of the double team. You don't want to waste one after you just took one and have a count against you moving forward.
Sometimes I like to just dance, regardless of present company.
I'm not going to get into it on the broadcast. We can talk about it when we turn the microphones off, but it didn't work.
That wasn't the way to go?
It didn't work.
Okay.
It didn't work.
All right. Noted. Hawks checked in another player. It's Andrew Nicholas. So Monmouth now went small. Now, Matt, they can switch everything defensively if need be. Deshaun Gomez to inbound. Gomez has to throw away into the backcourt to English. 6 seconds to go. English with DeLeo on him. 3 seconds. Over to Gomez. He'll drive. Scoop layup to beat the buzzer. His no good. We'll go to halftime with Iona leading Monmouth 40-33. And the Hawks dodging a bullet there on that final possession to go into intermission trailing by 7.
I think all things considered, you'll kind of take it. Monmouth started off pretty well offensively. Didn't finish well offensively. And Iona just kind of was almost peaks and valleys during the course of that one. Went hot, went cold, went hot, went cold. But if you would say, you know, Iona up by seven, not obviously what you would want. You wouldn't sign for it, but I think you're okay with it because you know you've got another 20 minutes in front of you.
Hawks and Gales with another 20 minutes in front of them, but we have about a 15-minute halftime in front of us. What we'll do is we'll look at first half statistics. We'll take another look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and Matt will spend a few quality minutes with the head coach and director of the Monmouth Track and Field Program, Joe Compagni. We'll do all of that here at halftime on the Shore Sports Network and for right here on your home for the Hawks. And we're back after a 2-minute break on the Shore Sports Network.